Good afternoon. I refer to the same project, not on the 2008 presentation, but on the 2010 presentation in Freiburg, where we presented the panoramic HDR light box. The project fell asleep a bit after this. But now we won a prize, the prize of the Darmstadt Foundation of Technology Transfer, which is funded with 12,000 euro. So we just started in end of July to continue with this. So this is work in progress. But for those who did not see the 2010 presentation, I give a short introduction. We were asked by the German Federal Arts and Exhibition Hall in Bonn to show our model of Hagia Sophia, which you see before, in a large exhibition, Byzantium, Pracht und Alltag, which was there in 2010. So the idea was to present this architecture dealing with the light effects in this, all these materials, marble and mosaics and so on, in a quite different way than computer reconstructions are presented occasionally. So we tried to design a light box that gives a wider impression of the light inside the building. So we tested many things, and finally we got three large panels which were shown in the exhibition and were a great success. And in Freiburg we used the rest of the money we had from this to show a panoramic view of the building. And as you can see here, we at that time printed on the backside of the film because we wanted to protect the surface of the exponate from being touched by visitors. And at that time the materials we used, the ink was not so good on the surface. But as you can see in this picture, and we saw in Freiburg Live, is that the light coming from the right side of the panorama hits the surface on the left side. So if we print on the back side, we cannot use this in a panoramic way, and we cannot use it in an ambience where we have no control on the light falling on the exponent. So the next step was first to avoid manual corrections, which we did a lot on this explanation. There is no part of these three images which have not been dealt with Photoshop and other tools. And we had another idea, and that was to create really an HDR presentation system where you can show the light of an indoor scene one by one with this technology. So we asked Rob in 2010 to do some measurements because we did not have any means to do so. And he presented this also. And we saw that, you see in the red numbers, you see the measurements from the light box, and the green numbers are the values of the radiant scene. So you see that we did not achieve the highlights, but we had real black on it. And that was, I think, a success, and where we thought we can go further and try some other techniques and put more light in the box and so on. So the idea when we really want to make it HDR is to represent the dynamic range of indoor scenes one by one and create a computable and also affordable workflow from the HDR image by printing it to an HDR presentation. So first thing is, as you can see here, you cannot get more light in this box than we have here with this tubes. And we started measuring. And we started measuring with the I1 photospectrometer we have in the printing lab at the university. But when we get further on this grayscale, it just said, sorry, too much light. So we could not use it to take our measurements. So the next step was we had another instrument, a Gossen Starlight 2 photographic light meter, which shows luminance values, and we tested on a TFT display the Gossen with the I1. You see the radiance values of this grayscale is the blue line, the green line is the I1, and the orange line is the Gossen. So you see, the I1 works pretty well on the TFT, but the Gossen has some problems. And what is quite astonishing is that it has on the black it shows some light. So we don't know really what it is about. But the difference is not so big as we cannot start with it. But for really creating ICC profiles, we need other means of measurement. So we started to make a raster panel to look how this light box is working. And if you take one line, we measured without plexiglass, just switch on, which is the blue line. So you see how it starts working. And with constant use after a few minutes, you get a good result. So the tube itself has no difference in the values. But you see that at the edge, obviously, you have nearly no light at all. If you put the plexiglass on it, we had before in Bonn only white faces inside, and we tried it with mirror surfaces, so we get more light from it. But you see that we have a kind of magnetting effect. So if you measure the whole thing, you can see that you have quite the same magnetting effect like in photographic lenses. And with the mirrored, it even goes higher. So this is a problem of this technology with these tubes. Maybe we try later with LEDs or something like that. But this is also, we have to think about the measurements we saw that Rob took in 2010, that we cannot compare really where you have the real value because you have this effect. Another thing is the effect of the materials, different materials. You see the frosted plexiglass here that we used before. If you used it because of we thought if we use the clear plexiglass, because we print from one side and from the other side, and we don't have the accuracy that it fits pixel by pixel together. So if we use the frosted glass, you have a distribution where you have a blur effect, so that you don't have a problem with this. But we saw later that there is not a problem with that, so we can use the transparent plexiglass and get more light out of it. And even different films have an effect on the light. And we prefer the bad one from the light, which is film. Oh, the second one. Yeah. Both was film one, sorry for that. Because we have more saturation on the ink when we print on it. Yeah. But as you can see, with the 6480, we get enough light there to have real the indoor scene one by one. So this is where we want to go, and I think with this light inside it is possible. If we compare now some different printing methods on these gray scales, we can see some interesting effects. We use the same material for this. It's all the BFL 130AS film. We used ultra-smooth fine art profile because this is the profile you get the most ink, most color, and most black ink on the film. And we used it without gamma, which is the green, and the yellow is with gamma, 2.2 gamma. And as you can see, we get with this nearly a linear result. Here once again with a logarithmic scale on the left, you can see that now it is the blue one that you get nearly a linear result in this. So what's next? This is work in progress. We want to create ICC profiles for printing. We have contact with GNG and Balbieri, which is a company that provides measurement tools for films, not only for paper, for printing, calibration, and one impact will be the next generation of solvent printers we heard about. We cannot say more to protect our good friend from being killed by by the company he's working for. But we think we can use only one film in future, so we can really achieve the results we expect to have one by one HDR presentation. Yeah, any questions or suggestions?
Yes. Couple of questions. What is the shape of the reflectors that you, the mirror reflectors you put behind the?
It's just the shape of the box. There's no special shape.
Because I know that a W shape sometimes can get the light out from behind the tubes and get a little bit better efficiency that way.
But there is with these tubes the problem that I can see it here. If we have so many tubes in here that I don't think you get any light on this side. Or you make a larger difference, more space between
two.
So
smaller lamps.
Yeah, smaller lamps, perhaps. But the other question, did you consider using ultraviolet tubes and phosphorescent inks? Did you look at that at all?
Good idea, yes.
Or blue LEDs, which are very efficient.
Phosphorus.
But that would be a harder thing to match with
yes.
Phosphorus.
I think so.
So there was this organic LEDs, but they're not quite enough.
Another interesting approach that people have used that I think I mentioned when you brought this to the 2010 workshop, was it?
Yeah, 10.
Was the idea of using a very high reflective mirror box with a mirrored backside to your display, where you essentially print or etch the areas that you want light to come through, and then because you have total internal reflection in this box, it actually can make a lot of light from not very much input.
Yeah.
But
I think we need more money to do that than we have now. That's the problem.
Adding more tubes could cause decrease of luminance because of temperature. When temperature increases, the glass decreases.
Well, in the exhibition in Bonn, it worked for, I think, 4 months every day very well. And we didn't take measurements if it changed.
I don't think you're talking about depreciation, you're just talking about temperature loss of efficiency, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As you go to a higher temperature, once, you know, up to a certain point, you get improved efficiency and output, and then it starts to go down again if the bulbs are too
The boxes are well vented, as I recall.
Yeah, if it's well vented, it's probably.
Yeah, there's okay. Convection cooling.
Mm.
Yes, you get a lot of convection. <I think. laughs>
Yeah. You also had a question
before? Yeah, but I think that was a totally random question because I was just thinking, aren't there any commercially available displays that can be used rather than light boxes, but perhaps you can't get into this level?
I mean, the closest you could come would be a back projection with a, you know, something that's designed for a large screen, like a theater projector on a small screen would get you very high brightnesses.
Other questions?
Yeah, I think it's actually something which is related to the idea of the stage walks and the background. You really clearly separate the brightness information from the detail information and have two layers of detail. Then you could actually project from the back side and not just have a large light source, but project image from the back side. That image could be very low resolution, but it could have a higher contrast, and
we just do it because we have on the back side we have a black and white image, and at the front we have the color image. So
yeah, but you wouldn't need to have the light source immediately behind the screen, so you could actually have more powerful light source. I mean, there are actually light sources which are much more powerful than that.
Yeah, that's true. And we were thinking about LED panels, so where we can maybe also have parts with less and more light. Maybe we create a pattern of LEDs.
Yeah, the surface of LED module for Timo has about 200,000 lumens candela per square meter. But it is a circle of 6 centimeters.
But I got a bit angry of it because of the flickering effect.
The drive with DC.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.